How safe is the water? Welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Last month, we found out that Tacoma found high levels of lead in 13 schools. So we want to know how safe is the water in the rest of Washington's public schools. The answer is many districts don't know. They're not testing for lead, and they're not required to. Associated Press asked every Washington school district whether they test their water. They heard back from a little more than half. Out of those, 40% do not test for lead. AP reporter Donna Blankenship is with us live. Welcome to KUOW, Donna.
Thanks, Bill.
Why don't these schools know what's in their water?
Well, the state law and federal law do not require them to test. There is a law that was passed by the legislature asking them to start testing, but the law was put on hold until the legislature could find the money to pay for it.
What was the debate around whether money ought to be found to pay for lead testing?
Well, it was right in the middle of the recession in 2009, and there was a lot of debate in the legislature over funding for all kinds of things.
Right. So the idea was don't require something of schools that we're not going to pay for ourselves?
That's right. It was a part of a debate on unfunded mandates, and lead testing was part of a bigger law that would have required all kinds of health and safety testings. The State Department of Health thought it was a good idea, and they estimated at that time that it would cost $45 million, something around there, to do all the different tests from mold to lead.
Right. So what we end up with, it sounds like, is districts who can afford to test might test. You reported this is a bigger problem in rural Washington.
That's what we found. Of course, we don't know what the districts that didn't respond to our requests are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But in just less than 2 weeks, we were able to hear back from more than 170 out of the 295 districts.
And why is it more difficult or unpalatable for some districts to test for lead?
I think it's more difficult in the small districts that have very little discretionary money. A big district might have a pocket of money for emergencies or special projects. A small district has to make a choice. Are they going to pay for another teacher or pay for something else?
So what's your sense now after Flint, Michigan, and then this testing in Tacoma? What's your sense as to whether Washington state lawmakers are going to say, okay, we'll pay for testing, lead testing at a state level now that it's in the news?
Well, I think when a project is in the news, it gets to be a much bigger deal, and the governor's also called for this money to come forward. I know that school districts around the state are getting phone calls today because they're calling me to complain about this, and I think that lawmakers are going to be getting a lot of phone calls saying that they should pay for this, so political pressure is what makes Olympia move.
Right. We're talking how much money?
We don't know exactly how much because the last estimate was made in 2009. At that time, they estimated $5 million for the lead testing. We have about 1 million school kids, a little more than that, in our state in public schools. And so that's $5 a kid.
Right. $5 a kid, $5 million. Remind us how that fits into the big state budget.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me that question.
You don't need to give me numbers, but it sounds like a relatively small amount.
It's a relatively small amount. The state budget is almost $40 billion.
Okay. So what should parents do if they are, you say you're getting phone calls. What does a parent do if they're concerned about their kids' school water?
If parents are concerned, they should call their school district, but they should also call their state lawmaker.
Right, right. We have, and just for some perspective here, water is not the only place where lead can come and poison a person.
Of course, yeah. I talked to some experts who said really the bigger issue is lead in paint, and lead in paint at home is still a big issue in houses that were built before the 70s, or there's a certain point in the 70s. But that same lead paint was also used in public schools, and one expert told me that it would make even more sense for school districts to replace all the old windows in their buildings because old windows probably have lead paint, and that paint dusts off every once in a while. So if they replace the windows, they eliminate most of that problem.
If you weren't thinking about lead before now, we're certainly thinking about it more these days. That's Associated Press reporter Donna Blankenship joining us live on The Record. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Reporting to us that 40% of Washington public schools that responded to an Associated Press inquiry have not tested for lead in the water and aren't required to. You're listening to The Record on KUOW Seattle.